This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for January 14th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The stock markets were really cranky last week, but the stock prices of Delta, United, and Northwest Airlines all jumped up between 18 and 30% just on Thursday. The apparent reason was a report in USA Today that Delta executives are seeking the approval of their board of directors to open merger talks with United and Northwest. If the talk turns into action, this will quickly become a regulatory story. Delta, merged with either Northwest or United, would surpass American Airlines to become the largest U.S. carrier. This one was really close. The pilot of an Atlantic Southeast Airlines regional jet ignored a hold short order at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport on Friday morning and crossed the runway in front of a Delta Airlines 757 on its takeoff roll. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association says ASA Flight 876, a regional jet headed to Greensboro, North Carolina, was instructed to hold short of runway 27 right. The pilot correctly read back the instruction, but then proceeded to cross the runway without clearance. That put the jet in the path of a departing Delta 757, Flight 261 to Mexico. The Delta jet was too far into its takeoff roll to stop before arriving at the intersection where the regional jet had crossed. The planes came within about 1,500 feet, that's about 3 seconds, of colliding. 44 passengers were on board the CRJ, while 130 were aboard the Delta mainline flight. The FAA is investigating. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco Friday ruled that the Bush administration cannot force NASA employees to submit to broad, undefined background checks. The San Francisco Chronicle reported that Judge Kim Wardlaw said the employees, quote, face a stark choice, either violation of their constitutional rights or loss of their jobs, unquote. Dan Stormer, the plaintiff's attorney, said the court's injunction also applies to workers at NASA's Ames Research Center in Mountain View, California, and that NASA has backed down on the requirement at facilities nationwide. The workers assert that they all underwent routine background checks when they were hired by the California Institute of Technology as JPL contract workers, and for many of them that was over 20 years ago. The injunction holds until the case goes to trial, and it allows the government to appeal the ruling to the Supreme Court. The Associated Press reports the crash of a small plane in a rural Ohio area on Saturday. AP quoted witnesses who said the pilot was preparing to land at the Erie, Ottawa Regional Airport about noon. Airport Director Jack Stables said the Cessna 340 Twins landing gear and flaps were down and both engines running. A sheriff spokesman says the plane crashed in a rural residential area, about 200 or 300 feet from a house. There were no injuries on the ground, but two men and two women on board were killed. They were not immediately identified. Later Saturday in St. Petersburg, Florida, AP reports a Cessna 172 carrying a 31-year-old pilot and his parents crashed into Tampa Bay about 100 yards short of a runway while trying to land at St. Petersburg Clearwater International Airport. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office said all three bodies were recovered by divers. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. NASA works to get the shuttle program back on schedule. The TSA adds insult to injury. And the Air Force wants answers about F-15 longerons. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk to CFI Bob Miller about his new flight school near Buffalo. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.